independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
It is now concluded, on the basis of today's investigations, that the threat level should be increased, for the time being, from severe to critical.
That is Theresa May. She is the Prime Minister of the UK. And her delivering those words today, they believe that there may be another incident that could take place after last night's incident and horrible bombing and murder of 21 innocent people. 22 people died. One of them was not so innocent. It was a scumbag that is currently rotting in hell, finding out that he's the virgin and that the 88 that are visiting him. Chad. I won't use his name. Don't want to give it to him that way. I don't. I think he's a disgusting individual who is a feeble-minded, small-minded individual, because that's what these people do. And I use the word these people. I am talking about terrorists. Terrorists and the grifter slash criminals slash lunatics who bend the ideology of radical Islam and make it radical and find the feeble, weak-minded individuals who feel that they have nothing and that the world owes them something because they, for all intents and purposes, have failed at every aspect of life. They have no friends. They have no love interest. They have nothing. So they gravitate toward this sick death cult and realize that it's not my fault. It's because people don't listen to Allah. It's because people don't do what they're supposed to. And because of that, they must be punished. How did they punish last night? Well, they killed innocent young kids, parents. For what? Just curious, for what? Disgusting, deplorable act that, again, is unfortunate, but it is what is becoming more of a normal situation, not only throughout Western Europe, but also here. We'll see an act like this, I'm sure, sooner rather than later, and it's unfortunate. It is very much unfortunate. But they're worried over there that there may be another attack imminent.
This means that their assessment is not only that an attack remains highly likely, but that a further attack may be imminent. The change in the threat level means that there will be additional resources and support made available to the police.
Yes. Disgusting, disgusting, disgusting. These are migraines when you think about something like this. Because of the anger that builds up, I think, inside. Right? 8-year-old little girl going to see somebody she was so excited to see. It's a picture of Ariana Grande and one of the victims who was very excited. Going to a concert. Spent extra money to get a meet and greet. To go backstage. Get an autograph. Get a picture. Huge day, right? You're meeting one of your heroes. One of your stars. One of the people that you've paid your hard-earned money for. Your mother and father have paid their hard-earned money for. This is supposed to be one of those nights where memories are built for the right reasons, not the wrong reasons. Hours later, it's a haunting picture. Ariana Grande is said to be just beside herself, struggling. Saw people last night taking shots at her. Why hasn't she come out and said something? Well, first of all, it was chaotic last night. If you listen to the show, we tried to walk you through it as best as possible. In a situation like this, it's fluid. You get 1,000 different things thrown at you. What's real? What's not real? You have 500 million eyewitnesses who are saying, well, I saw this and I saw that and I heard this and I saw. In the end, people were leaving the arena. It didn't happen in the arena, as so many people thought. It was outside the arena, right there in the foyer. As people exiting it, the young ass clown comes in, blows himself up. Boom. There you go. Just a disgusting, deplorable act. Britain's threat level is critical. It's the highest it's ever been. And by the way, they have replaced those there policemen with some armed forces.
This means that armed police officers responsible for duties such as guarding key sites will be replaced by members of the armed forces, which will allow the police to significantly increase the number of armed officers on patrol in key locations.
What do you do? That's going to be the question. What do you do? How do you deal with an incident like this? So many questions are going to be asked, but unfortunately, this is a world we live in now. It's a disgusting, horrible world when situations like this happen. And you know what? Our president talked about it. Our president said, you know, when you kill innocents, yes, you know, people out there, they were innocent last night. And I heard some people say, well, you know, we kill people who are innocent. Yes, yes, you know, we do. Except here's the difference between what took place last night and what took place on numerous occasions with drones and things of that nature. If I am a wanted villain slash criminal, right? If I'm a wanted villain slash criminal and the world is looking for me, as are other people that maybe would like to do bad things to me, knowing this, that every time I see my family, I put myself and them in jeopardy. Correct? Last night wasn't one of those things. None of those kids were picking up a gun and saying, hey, let's go take it to ISIS after we're done watching Ariana Grande. Let's do that, right? After she's done hitting that last note, why don't we go home and let's pack our bags and get on over to Syria? Let's head over to Fallujah. We got some fighting to do. No. If you're a wanted evil criminal, you don't think that Osama bin Laden didn't recognize that while he wanted his family around him, there was a risk factor there? What was the risk factor last night? Soft targets. Each time they do something, they want to go a little further. They want to push a little bit more. They want to grab a little bit more of the attention. It's disgusting. You know that. I know that. We all know that. And unfortunately, at this moment, at this time in our lifetime, this is where and how we live. But as I've always said, take a deep breath, step back, and realize that you're more likely to die from falling off a ladder, from slipping inside your bathtub, from being hit by a car, than you are to die here in America because of terror. Doesn't mean we don't be vigilant. Doesn't mean we don't pay attention. Doesn't mean we don't see something, say something. It just means that we put things in perspective in life. And that's what I want to do here. More people will die tonight, tomorrow, and through the weekend as we head into a three-day weekend because of alcohol, drugs, and or, you know, car accidents just in these 5, 6, 7 days than are going to die in terror attacks this year. Unless there's a massive attack like 9/11, which, let's be completely real and honest, lone wolves are about the way they're going right now because there's too much looking, there's too much staring, there's too much going on anymore for them to go, well, I got an idea. No, you don't. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. You have no chance of that anymore. They're spying on you every which way and me and everybody else. But the lone wolves? Yeah, they're lone wolves for a reason. Text the program, 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show is the Twitter. We got a couple polls up there. We'll talk a bit about those. I got so much stuff to get to. Budget, there's cuts in their budgets, and a lot of people are upset, as you figured they would be, right? Because that's exactly what goes on. People get angry. They see budget cuts coming. They start freaking out. They lose their mind. And here comes the old, you're throwing such and such over the side of the mountain kind of thing. Man, we just, sometimes we just take things and we're able to just do so, like, budget cuts. Oh, my God, you want to kill grandma. Like, what? What are you talking about? How insane are you? Just curious. What do you hear what Chuck Schumer said? Chuck Schumer, I don't know who writes his stuff. I don't know if he goes over and gets Amy Schumer or people from SNL and brings them over. But I don't know who writes it. But, man, sometimes you're like, wow, that is Hollywood right there. Hey, speaking of Hollywood, fires are big in Hollywood, right? Big explosions, this, that, and the other. Would you like your house to be like that? No, you would not. Let's just say you go on vacation. I don't know. We're getting ready to, right? Memorial Day's here. You head out, you go on vacation. And as you're on vacation, your house, is sitting there. You've locked it. You think everything's so good. You tell the neighbors, check the mail because, you know, want to make it look like we're here so nobody breaks in. You got that covered. But what about inside? Faulty wiring. Next thing you know, some smoke. Boom. House catches fire. Your neighbors are asleep. Driver by, passing by, go, uh-oh, calls the fire department. By the time the fire department gets there, your house is done. Memories, everything's gone. But you've got Simply Safe Home Security. This is how that story would go. Hey, neighbors, watch my stuff. Okay, you go on vacation. Faulty wiring, boom. Smoke alarm, 24/7, round-the-clock professional security monitoring, picks up the smoke alarm, alerts the fire department. They get there. They put out the fire before any damage can happen. Memories and vacation saved. All for less than $15 a month. That's what Simply Safe Home Security gives you. No hidden fees. No contracts. Just real, real professional security monitoring 24/7, keeping the bad people out and protecting your home on the inside as well. Get 24/7 connection to dispatch and lightning-fast response times in emergencies with Simply Safe Home Security. Order today, and you're going to get my special 10% discount. Go now to simplysafe.com/Benson. That's simplysafe.com/Benson for 10% off your home security system. simplysafe.com/Benson. We got your urban word of the day, and we bid goodbye to a star. Chad Benson Show.
Got to get something off your mind? Text the show 24/7. We've got a special number just for you. 323-538-CHAD. That's 323-538-2423. And keep it clean.
Yeah, keep it clean. Hey, we bid goodbye to two things over the last couple days. Yesterday, we didn't have a chance to talk about one of them, and that was the circus. Ringling Brothers, gone. Goodbye. No mas. By the way, Ringling Brothers, you know how long they've been around? Like 8 years, something like that, 149 years? Longer than Major League Baseball. Longer than baseball, it's been around. But things have changed. People don't want to see animals do tricks. They think it's cruel. Plus, you know what? I mean, we live in a day and age where kids, they want stuff fast, and they're more Cirque du Soleil than, ladies and gentlemen, look up there and see the trapeze artist. If you're a person who works inside of the circus, though, and your entire life as the flying whatever you are, what do you do now? Right? Like, what do you, like, where do you go from here? Well, I think it's something to think about, you know? Like, what's your last job when you go into the job placement center? Well, I was in the circus. There's no more running away with the circus now. None of that. Freak shows, though. Lots of freak shows are out there. So if you got something cool and you're kind of freaky, the freak shows are a good thing. Ladies and gentlemen, let's have a little fun as we always do. We try to make you hipper and cooler. We throw out vernacular that you could use towards the youngsters in the world. We like to call this segment the Urban Word of the Day.
It's time for the Urban Word of the Day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban Word of the Day.
Your Urban Word of the Day is pretty awesome. You got yourself, your ride, your fly car, right? Driving around in that. You get yourself some rims. You know what they're calling the rims nowadays? Boots. Check out the boots on your car. I mean, some nice boots right there. Your boots look good. Slam that car down a little bit. Throw some boots on there, man. That thing good. Those boots is made for rolling. That's your urban word of the day.
Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
My name's Bond. James Bond.
But James, I need you.
So does England.
Yes, sir.
The lady will have a Bacardi on the rocks.
For the gentleman, vodka martini, shaken, not stirred.
Touché.
Yes, well, you get your clothes on, and I'll buy you an ice cream.
Bond, what do you think you're doing?
Keeping the British end up, sir.
nobody does it better.
James Moore, I mean, James Moore. Sir Roger George Moore is his name. And you call him a sir because he was knighted. But he is, you know, I mean, Roger Moore was my Bond. A lot of people earlier went to the show in Sacramento that you know, this was their Bond, too. If you're in your, you know, your late 30s, early 40s, up until your early 50s, this was kind of your guy. And he did 7 of these movies. And he was, I mean, you know, he was, first of all, he was to play a pimp, had a lot of himself, a lot of ladies, right? And he was the one, he was the most campy of all the Bonds. But secondly, and I'll say this, I think he was the one who enjoyed doing the Bond movies more than anybody else, where I think a lot of them want to do 1 or 2, use it to become even a megastar, and then they don't want to be typecast and they step away. I think he loved being James Bond. I don't think you can always say that with Daniel Craig and Pierce Brosnan. I don't think you can even say that with Sean Connery. I think he kind of had enough of it. He didn't like that. I think Roger Moore loved it all. And, you know, he was a cool cat, you know, and he's a sir. Oh, and by the way, he's not just a sir. He's also commander of the Ordre d'Honneur de l'Etranger, because the French government, of which he lived a lot of times because he was a tax exile and lived in Monte Carlo for a good period of time, had several homes over there because he didn't like paying a lot of taxes. And in Monte Carlo, you know what you don't pay a lot of? Taxes. That's why people go there. It's a tax haven. But I love me some Roger Moore. Sir Roger Moore passed away today of cancer, 89 years old. Lived a good life, man. Lived a good life. Man, he did so much stuff. Ivanhoe, The Alaskans, Maverick, The Saint, The Persuaders. Woo! That guy was a man. That was a worker right there. That guy was a working actor. Rest in peace, brother. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. You're going to text the program, 323-538-2423. Let's talk budget. Boy, doesn't that sound fun? I think it sounds exciting. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
I extend my deepest condolences to those so terribly injured in this terrorist attack, and to the many killed and the families of the victims. We stand in absolute solidarity with the people of the United Kingdom. So many young, beautiful, innocent people living and enjoying their lives murdered by evil losers in life. I won't call them monsters because they would like that term. They would think that's a great name. I will call them from now on losers because that's what they are. They're losers, and we'll have more of them. But they're losers. Just remember that.
I kind of like what he said there, right? You know, it's off the cuff. It's not, you know, look, Obama was paralysis by analysis, pragmatic. Everything would be well thought out. There was very little emotion. Some people in life like emotion. I'm fine with emotion, right? Show me you care a little bit. Yeah, I want you to be a leader, but show me you care. I want you to be calm under fire, but at the same time, show me you can get pissed off and angry. And I kind of like that. Losers. Calls them losers. And that's what a lot of these, I would say 99.999% of them are. If you look at the ideology in it itself, what you have is a criminal organization that's similar to the mafia. Right? You got the Godfathers, the one you have the capos or whatever, and then you have the street soldiers, and it works its way down. You have people up here who take the ideology, they twist it. What are they looking for? They're looking for people who need something. They feel lost. disenfranchised. They've got nothing for them. They're frustrated. They blame the West. They blame the United States. They blame Great Britain. They blame everybody. And so what do? Much like somebody who's lost in Chicago, L.A., New York, Florida, Dallas. Don't have any real figures around. So they turn to something they think is going to give them what they're looking for. Oh, that sounds good. Oh, I could do that. That sounds good. Yeah, it's America's fault. Yeah, it's so-and-so's fault. Yeah, it's somebody else's fault. The reason I'm disenfranchised, the reason I feel horrible, the reason all of these things are this way is because of this. And they bend it and they twist the ideology and people grab onto it. Look, I'm not going to say Wahhabism, which is a very hard strain of, I guess is the best way to describe it, in Saudi Arabia, which they teach there, isn't a, it is. But they take it and they twist it. And then they get these people who are ignorant, who are, I said again earlier today, and I stand by it, feeble-minded, easily to influence. They get them to do their bidding. And it's disgusting. And their bidding is this. And ISIS claims credit for it. For what? Did you do it? No. Producer Phil said it this morning. I think we've all talked about it. How do we even know you did it? You did. How do we know? Maybe you did. But you guys will take credit for anything. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? This guy could have acted all by himself. This guy could have acted all by himself. He could be aligned with Al-Qaeda for all we know, but you're going to take credit for it. It's disgusting. And they are losers. They're losers. They're big-time losers. You have to understand that. They're big-time losers. They got nothing going on at all. World's passed them by. They're frustrated. They got no girlfriend because nobody wants to be around them because they got no job because they're a loser, right? Nothing's happening to them and for them. The parents think they're kind of weird. They like the other brother better because he's got his life together. You're pissed off. You're angry. You turn to the internet because nobody wants to hang out with you because you smell, right? Then you start getting a little bit radicalized, and you start listening to these people preach and whine and drawn on and moan about stuff and how horrible the world is, and they blame it on everybody else. You feel more withdrawn and disenfranchised because, again, you're a loser, and you've got no girlfriend, and nobody wants to hang out with you. And you start to point fingers. You start to become more radicalized. You start to think, hey, if the world was run this way, with women do this, men are this, you follow these rules. By the way, of which none of the upper in ISIS, Al-Qaeda, any, none of them. The treasure trove of crap they got out of slip of the tongue there.
There's a Muslim in the White House.
Slow down. The treasure trove of crap they got out of Osama's was, Bin Laden's crap was like, you know, I mean, come on. Porn. All kinds of Viagra, all that. It's a treasure trove of crap. And that's all these guys do. They use it as a means to an end to get these people to do anything. And they say, oh, let me tell you about the religion. It's great. And all the followers who don't follow us are evil and they need to be destroyed. They're losers. They find losers. Trump was right. They find losers. I don't know who writes Chuck Schumer stuff. I don't. But it's amazing. Chuck, today, as they roll out the budget, of which, I mean, again, this budget is, it's the beginning. It's a skinny budget. We touched on it very briefly last night. You know, Medicaid and SNAP, the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, the food stamps, basically. A lot of, there's going to be cuts in a lot of these things. And so Chuck Schumer, of course, he goes out. And what's the, you have to sell. I mean, that's what it is, right? You're selling to your constituents who you know are going to vote for you anyways, and then you've got to have sound bites. And I don't know I don't know who writes this, but he is, man, I don't know if he's even real anymore, if he's just acting.
When you add it all up, the Trump budget is comic book villain bad, And just like comic books, it relies on fantasy to make all the numbers work.
Do-do-do-do, comic book villain. Here comes the budget from Trump. Let's take it out and destroy the universe. The world. Grandma's gonna be thrown over the cliff. Grandpa will be crushed under the debt of all of the things that the millionaires will have.
The Trump budget takes a sledgehammer to the middle class and to working class Americans, lavishes tax breaks on the wealthy, and imagines all of the deficit problems away with fantasy math.
Fantasy math? I've had a lot of fantasies in my life, but math was not one of them. What are you thinking about? An abacus? What? Calculus, it's so hot. It's all fantasy math. That's what it is. It's a start. It is a start. A start. You start here. This is where you go. It's a great article in CNBC. Let me tell you what this budget tells America. The truth. You don't want to hear the truth. The truth is we have spent, overspent, quadruple spent, and then some, and we are spent out. The can has hit the wall. There's nowhere else for it to go. That's it. We're going to have to make cuts. What else do you want us to do? And by the way, some of these cuts, I mean, I sit there and I laugh because they're not like the Meals on Wheels. You're going to hear Meals on Wheels. We talk like it's 1 or 2% of what's being cut. And if you're that upset about it, knock yourself out. Nobody's going to stop you from going out and going, here's $50 for Meals on Wheels. Right? Here's $100. Nobody's going to stop you. Go do it. If you're that upset, if you're that pissed off at this and you think this is evil, then here's a few bucks for Meals on Wheels and you can pat yourself on the back for being phenomenal. Go ahead. Tell everybody on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. I'm sure you will, because you seem like one of those people that needs to tell everybody how amazing you are. That's what you seem to do. This is the start of what is going to be the politicking of getting this budget passed. This is Rami Ignacio.
It's likely not going to happen, Heidi, for many reasons. One is that Mitch McConnell, Senate leader Mitch McConnell, has actually already said that this will likely be DOA dead on arrival. He said that a couple weeks ago. He also reiterated that last week when he was here on Bloomberg Television, talking about the fact that it's not only Republicans that are against it, but it's also conservative Republicans versus the more moderate Republicans on that side.
You know, you got conservatives who want more cuts. You got the moderates who don't want to be ridiculous. I mean, you know, and let's just cut everything that we possibly can. But you know what? If you don't start having some austere measures, if you don't start tightening your belt, if we don't start doing the right thing when it comes to the budget, it's going to get too far away from us. I don't think it's there yet, but we can't hold on for much longer. We have extended our credit, and that's it. Ain't no more. So we've got to start doing the right thing. And you know what's always great about a leader? A leader is an individual who will do the right thing even if it's an unpopular thing to do. It's about doing the right thing. Bush 42 said, read my lips, no new taxes. Bush 42 raised taxes. People got mad at him. Bush 42 had to raise taxes. Because at some point in time, we can't sustain this anymore. A lot of these programs are duplicate programs. A lot of these programs fail on numerous occasions, and there's no accountability. And a lot of these programs, there's fraud. I think as a Medicaid, there's like 10% of all the payments and stuff are fraud. That equals, I believe they said, $36 billion a year over 10 years. That's almost $400 billion. It's about $500 billion over a 10-year period. So cut even some of it. And streamlining some of these may be better. But in the world that we live in, perception is reality. No matter what anybody says, well, reality is reality. Yes, reality may be your reality right then, right there. But the perception of a larger group of people is what matters.
You still have the blowback from the Democrats saying that this can't happen. This basically is trying to tear down the Great Society plan from Lyndon B. Johnson back in the 1960s.
Yeah, well, sometimes people who lead have to do unpopular things. People want leaders who are super popular and uber popular. And hey, we all think and we're all behind he or she and it's great. And she does all the things that are popular. But in life, a real leader is going to do the right thing regardless of what the masses think. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. It's a bad time to be a climber in this country, that's for sure. He may be getting out of jail, and we're taking we're doing the over-under on his chance of getting his own show. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Serving up talk radio medium rare and dripping with irony. It's Chad Benson.
Russia brazenly interfered in our 2016 presidential election process, and that they undertook these activities despite our strong protests and explicit warning that they not do so.
That's John Brennan boring the tears out of us. By the way, last night, with all of this stuff going on, right, all of these things happening in Manchester, all this news breaking, people, CNN covered it sporadically because they were so hyper-focused on Flynn, on they're not even pretending anymore. And I said to the guys earlier today, I said, let's just say for the sake of argument, he says, you know what, pulling up stakes and I'm bouncing. I'm over it. Or he's impeached, which isn't going to happen. But let's just say for the sake of argument, that happens. What is CNN going to do for the next 3.5 years? There is nothing for them to talk about. They have built, they're building a case against him, inch by inch. It's crazy. Yes, of course we knew the Russians were involved. By the way, we've been involved, the Russians and us, over the last 100 years, have been involved in so many elections. So many elections have we put our little fingerprints all over, as has Russia. And it will continue to do so. Just throwing it out there, kids. I'm just putting it out there. It's insane. Really is insane. What are they going to do? You've got nothing going on. And by the way, he's getting you ratings. Man, this is why if you're my neighbor and you have the golden goose, I have to protect the golden goose because you want to kill it and eat it. Over under 6 months after he gets out of jail, O.J. Simpson reportedly will have a parole hearing and could be let out of jail as soon as July. July is his parole hearing. In October, he would be released from jail. So now Phil came up with a great idea. And I love it, Phil. We should go once again, Pat, and we'll give it out over the air so somebody could go steal it, and then you and I could be angry and then go sue them for $1 quadrillion because we have it time-stamped and taped, which is O.J., The Hunt for the Real Killer. That's his reality show. That's it. Boom. Although Anthony thinks his show should be, he should be on The Biggest Loser because he's so huge. He's almost 70, by the way. Yeah, he's huge. He's rotund right now. He is massive. I mean, I saw a picture of him the other day, and I was like, oh, he's like, he has other little prisoners orbiting him. That's how big he is. He has like his own gravitational pull. It's like, whoa! Woman of OJ County. That's possible.
Think we'll get a guest shot on the Kardashians?
A guest shot on the Kardashians? That's right. Which one of you is my kid? Oh, my God. Just think about this, though, right? Like, think about all of the people that have been around the Kardashians. And it started with O.J. O.J. went south. O.J. probably killed somebody, allegedly, but never really. Not proven in court, but did eventually go to jail for kidnapping, right? Isn't that what he went to jail for? Kidnapping? Strong-armed robbery or something? You know? And, you know, the Kardashian died. And then you got the crazy Rob, who's lost his mind and here and there. You got, you know, Jenner, which I don't know what he is. It went from Bruce to was it Caitlyn? Yeah, yeah. Now there's a question there about, well, I mean, goodness me. God, that is crazy. That is funny, though. That is funny. Hey, producer Phil, remind us again what will happen if you go into nature.
Nature will mess you up.
Mess you up. We talk about this all the time. Six already have died this spring climbing season in Nepal heading up to Everest. It doesn't have to be animals eating you. It's not the abominable snowman. It doesn't have to be any of those things. You're in nature. Nature does not like you. We coexist poorly at times, and that's usually good. In the end, nature, for all intents and purposes, is the greatest serial killer of all time, and it will blank your ass up. That's why climbing Everest, while entertaining for us from afar, is not always the best choice. The Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.